Thank you for getting up from this cold, on this cold morning from your warm bed and getting dressed and come here. I know your children were dragged. I understand that part. But the rest of us, we came voluntarily. And so thank you for doing that and bringing your children too so they can learn the truths of God that pass on from generation to generation. Well, my name is Vernon. That was my granddad's name. That's how I came by that name. And I like that name. I like my granddad. He was a wonderful man. And I was raised basically in South Central Oklahoma and in West Texas. So my dad was in the oil business. He was a petroleum engineer, worked for companies, and they moved us hither and yon around. And so from Chickasha, Oklahoma, they moved us to Midland, Texas when I was in high school. So I finished up high school there and then went to school at Texas Tech and finished up there. And the second year I was at Texas Tech, I met my wife, Sandy, who incidentally graduated in the same class as I did, the same year that I did, but her name was Caldwell. So she sat at the front end of that 300 plus graduating class, and I sat at the back end of that class, and we never met. We didn't go to church together. And so through a mutual friend one summer on a blind double date, we met. And it was love at first sight. Of course, I mean, love kind of grows as the sight becomes more familiar, but it was, at least it was infatuation at first sight and grew into love. And so we got, we finished up Tech, got married our last year of school there. And then after that, off to Dallas, we went for seminary training for 4 years. We stretched it into five because in between we had our first daughter at Baylor Hospital. And then from there to a little Baptist church south of Dallas in Freestone County. I don't know if you're aware that might be. Fairfield is the county seat, but it's one of those small counties in Central Texas. And we were there 3.5 years. And then off to Africa we went because we knew that God had called us to be missionaries. And so we wound up, by God's leading, in a little country I didn't know much about. Because when I was a kid, your ages, I was a stamp collector. And I like to look at places around the world. And I collected some stamps from Africa, but I'd never collected a stamp from this place. And that place was called Rwanda. They call it Dwanda. The RW, they say it with a sound. Anyway, Rwanda. It's a little country half the size of the Texas Panhandle. So you have to squint your eyes to find it on the map. But it is jam-packed.